My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week from being sad. And I mean seasonal affective disorder. If you've ever heard of sad, it's when seasons land upon you and bring about this depressive state where you're like lacking energy and everything because of this rainfall. It's crazy right now. So September, in case you haven't been following local news or gone outside, in the month of September, we have had more rainfall than ever recorded in Texas history. Yeah, go God. That's incredible. Pretty neat feat. After 120 years of recorded history, he's like, watch, I'll make it rain. An incredible amount. You'll have to build a boat. Thank God for rainbows so that we don't think there's a flood again. In October, just this past Saturday, did it rain some this past Saturday? There was a river going down our street. It was like, oh my goodness, like 6 inches of water flowing down our street like a river. Just this past Saturday, we achieved our monthly average all in one day. And Saturday, again, go God. And so here's the crazy thing is that right now outside, the sun is shining. And I know this because one time it was raining like this. It had been raining a ton, and I had this flight to catch to Missouri. And so I get on the plane, and we're flying, and I'm just like crazy turbulence as we're going through the storm clouds and everything. And then all of a sudden, like no turbulence, smooth sailing, and I'm like, what's going on? I flip open the window, and it is a perfectly sunny blue sky day with like these billowing clouds. We just got up and above them. And it was perfect sunshine, despite the like crazy storm that we had left in DFW. And I say that because I think a lot of us are in storms and we're having seasonal affective disorder. When we're the season and stage of life that we are in because of the storms of life that we are in, be it financial or emotional or relational or physical afflictions, or certainly spiritual things that are going on with addictions and stressors and worry and anxiety, things that we're trying to control that we can't control. We are in seasons and storms of life. And it doesn't feel like they're going anywhere. Like they have settled in for a new 120-year world record upon our life. And we need to be reminded that despite the storm that God has us in, there is sun above. That as we just sang, the Lamb has overcome no matter what we're facing. Because Satan wants to discourage us. He wants us to be depressed and to despair and to think that this is just the end. This is what I have to just live out life in this existence because this is my lot, whatever storm I'm in. But that above that, there is sun. The sun that shines night and day above all our troubles and problems and trials, that God is sovereign. And so would anyone say that right now, by just raising your hand, that you're in a storm of life right now? Yeah. Man, like 2/3 or 3/4 of the room just raised their hand. And here's what Scripture has to say about this from Psalm 29:10. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. And I just want to remind you, for those of you who raised your hand, and for those of you who I've asked the question next week, then you would have raised your hand even if you didn't this week because trials and troubles are coming, that the Lord God sits enthroned. He's above it. He's sovereign over it. His strength is made perfect in weakness. His grace is sufficient. And Jesus said, take heart, I have overcome the world. And so regardless of what that storm is, I want you to know that up above it, God is sovereign. And he's gonna lead you out of it. And even though it feels like right now, it's just gonna last that way forever. It's never gonna go. How could God ever get you out of it? He's gonna lead you through it. Like Moses and the Israelites, he's going to part it and you're going to walk through it with Christ by his strength. Don't look to yourself, look to him and he will lead you through it. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. He is King enthroned over all.